modern smoker. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can get a hold of us at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Big day today, of course, in the 10 o'clock hour. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be with us actually in studio today to take your calls, your questions, your comments, your opportunity to get the latest word from Washington, find out what is going on, and connect with your legislative function in Washington and bring some of that knowledge back to North Dakota. And it's kind of nice he's going to be in studio today because he's got a lot of other things going on, including a little a film event that we're going to talk about a little bit later on this hour, and the war on coal. Scott, do you think there's really a war on coal?
Oh, there's absolutely a war on coal. I can't imagine somebody, and there's many in our audience that make their living either in a power plant or in, you know, one of the coal mines. You know, obviously coal production very integral to North Dakota's history, and there's a flat-out war on coal from this administration and from environmentalists, and I'm kind of curious. I mean, I think we'll prevail. I think this too shall pass, but if I was in the industry, if I made my living in it, if I grew up in it, if, you know, I'd say, gosh, is this America? I mean, here we are on the eve of a great holiday, celebrating our independence, celebrating freedom, celebrating the incredible sacrifice of the founding fathers, who literally did sacrifice so very much and give up so much of what they had built up in the way of personal wealth and stature and everything else to say, I'm laying it all on the line here, my life, my honor, my freedom for the country. And we have a administration that has voices of flat-out war on coal, which,
you know, it's kind of funny.
Why you'd want a war on cheap electricity is beyond me. But
the other side of that too is it's kind of a lifestyle thing. Coal is an interesting commodity in that a lot of families have a tradition in that industry as well. Just like railroad families tend to have railroad, farming families tend to be farmers. Coal mining families tend to be coal mining. It was interesting on Monday afternoon. I had an opportunity to be interviewed and drive a reporter and a producer up that was here in North Dakota. He's going to be here for about 18 days doing a documentary on some North Dakota things and getting a pulse. And as we're driving up Highway 83, I'm showing him the coal mines and the wind energy that we have. And he was befuddled. He didn't have a clue that we had the coal industry in North Dakota that we had, and that we had the wind energy and the wind farms. And I was explaining to him how we have all the different pieces for an energy footprint, and that's what it takes to keep things cheaper and have energy independence.
Do me a favor. If you're in the coal industry in any way, shape, and or form, I'd just like you to share with us what it feels like to have this voiced war on coal going on. We're going to also talk with Steve Van Dyke of the North Dakota Lignite Energy Council about that at the bottom of the hour. Also, later, as you mentioned, there is a weekend event for a North Dakota Film Fund initiative to get more family-friendly films made in North Dakota, actually made here. So we're going to talk about that. And then, of course, Congressman Kevin Cramer in our talk radio town hall next hour. In the meantime, we want to know what's on your mind. So tell us at 800-228-0550. One quick thing I will add. A lot of folks have asked about Gabby Giffords, the congresswoman from Arizona, the proponent for more background checks, more stringent background checks, stricter controls on those, is in town. She will be in Mandan at Kroll's Diner in about an hour at 10 o'clock. That time and location has changed to a lot of different places. She will be in Fargo at 3 o'clock at Atomic Cafe. So those are the two places that she will be at. I want to know whether or not you think her message of expanding background checks for gun purchases will be welcome in North Dakota. Fargo Forum today, quite critical of Heidi Heitkamp, saying that she ought to, you know, leave a veterans event and go over and have some coffee with Gabby Giffords and change her position on the background check issue. What do you think of that? Let us know. 800-228-0550. Char and Minot, first to go on What's on Your Mind today. Char, I was going to say happy Friday. It feels like Friday, doesn't it?
Seems like Friday.
Heading into the holiday. Happy pre-4th of July this Wednesday. Char, go ahead.
Good morning. Hey, I'm just calling to comment on what you had done, what was it, last week, Friday, Thursday, Friday, something about food and how you dispense it. And for obese kids or people being obese, well, you know, you can do that. But what they do at home is another different story. You know?
Yeah,
as far as going back to the school systems and how the food programs are.
Any place, yeah, any food program. But why don't they deal with it with food stamp people? Because they can get anything they want on food stamp recipients. I mean, they should control that. They can get cakes, they can get pop, they can get Kool-Aid, they can get anything but what they need.
You're talking common sense, though, Sharon. There's not much of that in the government these days, which is why, you know, the idea of...
common sense, yeah. So, but they want to control other people, but they don't control the food stamp recipients. I mean, that should be controlled. That should be what... They should be able to only get what they need off the food stamps, like potatoes. They're your four food groups and not junk food.
We're with you, Sharon.
Sure, common sense, and that's what it comes down to. Thanks for the phone call. Kurt in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Happy 3/4 of July.
Same to you.
That must mean gas prices are going to go up, right? We're heading into a holiday.
Well, I was in Minneapolis yesterday, and I left around 6 o'clock, and Minneapolis gas prices were at $3.35, and then I came through Fargo about 10 o'clock last night, and they were at $3.32. We got a problem here in Bismarck.
I won't argue with you.
What is the what's the current price of the... By the way, it has come down considerably since we had this conversation about, what, a month ago, and it was really getting out of control, and we were...
It was $4 in some places.
Thinking around, what is it in Bismarck today, Kurt?
For the super unleaded, it's $2.59, and regular is, $3.59, and... $3.69.
So a few pennies higher, as usual.
Hey,
right?
And we're about a dime above the national average right now. But now they're talking about raising gas prices again because of what's going on over in Egypt, and not because Egypt's an oil-producing country, because they control the Suez Canal. So now you've got speculators involved, and oil's back up at $101 a barrel today.
But I don't understand. We have a refinery here. We got all this oil going by on BNSF. What, 5-6 loads a day, and I just don't understand. It was nice to go to Minneapolis and see a nice price on the gas for it.
Well, I don't know if I'd call $3.35 a nice price, but a better price, right?
What's your theory on why it's higher in Bismarck? Why is it, Kurt?
I don't think there's enough competition. I think they need to get some bigger companies in here to push these little guys around a little bit.
It's more competition always solves a lot. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Jim in northern North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I'm up here at the coal mines up here, and the elderly workers up here, you know, have been here 25, 30, 35 years. They're not too afraid of what's going on, but the younger guys are kind of nervous about our administration, and I don't know if when he was first elected, if he really had that anti-coal. Did he have that anti-coal statement in his campaign, or I don't remember?
Well, he did. He gave an interview to the San Francisco newspaper in the editorial page, and that's where he first talked about wanting to bankrupt coal companies and having electricity rates necessarily skyrocket. That was his language. And you know, ultimately to try and get his way of forcing more green technology, and then of course it softened a little bit. I think some of those views are still there, but now he's free from having to run for re-election, so he's back at it with a war on coal, and matches up nicely with a lot of these environmentalist, you know, extremists.
I just need that those guys, that elected officials like that, they just need to come here and get the details. They're going by hearsay and you know, all that stuff. They just need to come here and see what's going on. They have no clue.
Well, you know, Oliver and Mercer County, I look at the air quality that are up there, how can you even look at it being an issue? You just got A-plus ratings from the National Lung Association. Jim, from working up there, is there a difference in the sense that some of the older guys that have been working the mines have been through issues and challenges to the coal industry before and have weathered the storm, and they kind of feel that we're going to weather this storm as well? And is that why the young guys, they haven't been through that, are a little bit more concerned?
Yeah, I think that's probably it. There's been, you know, there's been all kinds of, throughout the years, threats about shutting things down, and the electric plants need to clean up their emissions and all that stuff, and they do, and then it kind of goes away again. And so, yeah, I think that's probably a big part of it. But, you know, one of these times, it's not going to be, you know, it's going to be a real thing, but I hope not.
Jim, definitely an industry we need to protect here in North Dakota. Thanks for the phone call. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Scott Hennon, Steve Bach, and myself. Update on Gabby Gifford. She actually was in Mandan last night. She was over at the Peacock Alley. So they put up some pictures on Facebook that she was there.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hennon. We'll be right back after these messages.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, I came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well-site geology and mudlogging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mudlogging, a well-site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew, and we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to nessetconsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service at bakkenbeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you, 866-859-2193, or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
July edition of the program. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's a White House climate advisory. A war on coal is exactly what's needed. Yeah, White House climate advisor Daniel Schrag, director of the Harvard University Center for the Environment, told the New York Times a war on coal is exactly what's needed. Everybody waiting for action. The one thing the president really needs to do now is to begin the process of shutting down the conventional coal plants. Politically, the White House is hesitant to say they're having a war on coal. On the other hand, a war on coal is exactly what's needed.
And what do I do in the meantime? We're waiting for batteries that don't work, and it's going to be 2035 before realistically we're looking at some other system that can function. What are we doing in the meantime?
Here it is.
Bankrupt the government.
A celebration of freedom, and you wake up making an honest living in this industry and hear that. That's chilling to me. Unbelievable. And I don't pretend to know what that would feel like, but for folks in the industry, let us know. 800-228-0550. A few of your comments on our Facebook page today, questions of the day. One on Gabby Gifford's visit, who, by the way, again, about 40 minutes from now at the Kroll's Diner in Mandan, later in Fargo, 3 o'clock. Fargo Forum editorial today is rolling out the red carpet for her and suggesting that Heidi Heitkamp, listen to this rather bristling close to the editorial today from the Fargo Forum. Coincidentally, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who voted against the background check bill, will be in Fargo today for a midday veterans event. She might want to skip on over to Atomic Coffee at 3 for the gun violence forum. Having swilled the NRA's toxic Kool-Aid, a cup of head-clearing coffee, and a heart-to-heart with Giffords and Kelly might do the senator some good. They continue to reiterate these flawed polling numbers, suggesting that 90% majority of Americans want common sense solutions to prevent gun violence and protect responsible gun violence. And also citing these North Dakota numbers that say 79% of people want a comprehensive federal background check for gun purchases.
So they want Senator Heitkamp to go visit with Gabby Giffords and her husband, Mark Kelly, the astronaut, who's technically a criminal last time I checked because he broke the straw laws.
Will former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords' message of expanding background checks for gun purchases be welcome in North Dakota? Here's what you had to say about that. Not a chance. She's wasting her breath here. Nope. And I enjoyed the Atomic Coffee, but alas, no more. We're going to have a coffee protest here.
Her rights coffee under the war now.
Jason says her rights under the Constitution are safe for now. Her ideas are abominable.
Get it?
I'm glad she does not represent me. I'll be there to make my views known. Bill says, I believe she'll be welcome with open arms. Corey says, by some they will be, just as even in typical liberal states, there are conservatives who are receptive to right-wing ideals. I don't think it takes a genius to see that both parties have some good ideas, just as they both have horrible ones as well. Adam says, I hope her view is not welcome. Can we kindly just ask her to go away? Jamie Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I just talked to the manager over at Kroll's in Mandan. It's not a public meeting. He said it's a private meeting. The public's not welcome. It's Mark Kelly. Gabby's not going to be there, so it must be some of that Democrat, gun control people, open-mindedness there. Huh? They don't want to hear the other side's view. So if you think you're going to go over there and hear some speech, you're not. It's a private meeting. The manager just told me that. I called over there. So.
And she's not going to be there?
Nope. Says Mark Kelly and some other people, her husband. Her husband's going to be there in a private meeting. It's not for the public. It's not going to be a speech. So I don't know if they got some local TV crew or something. I'm sure you're going to give some interview and act like it's some great thing they're talking about and nobody's against them.
This is a very odd deal because when this was originally announced, she was going to be at the rodeo. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they said it was going to be in the park. And we had some listeners who had heard at one point that it was going to be at the police department in Mandan. So we had a listener yesterday.
And initially they'd contacted Mandan Sporting Goods to do the press conference from there as well.
Yeah, so they.
What kind of person thinks if you want to go to a sporting goods store and sell guns and talk gun control? Who actually thinks that's a good idea?
Here's a bigger question: if you're firm in what you view, what you have in the way of viewpoints here, wouldn't you say we're going to be here at this place this time? If you agree with this guy, what they're looking for is a photo op here. And a few stooges in editorial pages to try and let's be honest, they're here for one reason, Heidi Heitkamp, right? A Democrat they think should be with them who's thankfully followed her constituents on this, and so they're trying to influence her and do it with photo ops. It's a joke.
Yeah, Mayor Bloomberg's a pimp, all this, ain't he? He's the one, he's pimping all the money that he's sending them around the country, too, ain't he? Bloomberg's going back in this garbage. He's a pimp.
Probably, but my point is this. If you believe what you believe, stand for it. Tell us where you're going to be, and, you know, those that agree with you can come and say thank you, and those that disagree can come and say I disagree, and it can be America. God, what a joke.
Wouldn't you want to have an open forum? Wouldn't you want to have an open forum so you can hear both sides? That's what I would look for.
And I wouldn't be dissuaded by what Jamie's telling us. I'd go to Kroll's Diner today at 10 o'clock and... they're probably telling people that are calling she's not going to be there when she is going to be there because they don't want anybody there that disagrees. So
could very well be. You guys have a good day.
Jamie, thanks for the update.
You go and let us know what happens. All right. Who's next, Steve?
Gary and Ray. What's on your mind today, Gary?
You guys are talking about the coal. I think our socialist dictator's got the horse in front of the cart on this deal. Cart in front of the horse. Turn off the coal, we're all going to be living in colonies and sharing candles to be like North Korea, you know?
That's what makes me the most angry about this, Gary, is that the what does coal do? It provides a very economical energy resource, number one. Number two is we've talked about our air is clean here despite all the coal production we have here, so it just defies reality, you know?
We have nothing to replace it for who knows how long, you know? They got to get something going first before they turn us into the dark like Koreans are, you know. That's what's going to happen.
Sadly, that's the state of our government. Look at Obamacare, right? I mean, there's all this is going to be perfect. This is going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. We point out one problem after another. And by the way, big news yesterday, they're delaying for 1 year the requirement that, hey, you have to put in insurance or pay a fine until 2015, coincidentally, until after the midterm elections. So
they'll bleed our pocketbook so bad, we'll just be a bunch of slaves pretty soon. Thank you.
Gary, thanks for the phone call. If you want to get a hold of us, you can give us a call at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or email us at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd emails in, Michelle Obama referred to the White House as a prison. Did you hear this, Scott? Referred to the White House as a prison. Todd says, let's free the prisoners. Get the quotes from her sit down with former First Lady Mrs. Bush, if you want.
Yeah, I did hear that. She was at a conference with former First Lady Laura Bush over in Africa about First Ladies, and she made the comment that it feels like a prison, a really nice prison, but yeah.
Jeff, Laura Bush's comment, you do have a chef.
Jeff is in Shade Hill. Where's Shade Hill, Jeff?
South of Lemon, 12 miles.
All right. Shade Hill Reservoir.
There you go.
Yeah, nice I just lake. Want to mention one thing about gun control and gun laws. They only apply to law-abiding citizens. I mean, you know, they don't apply to the people that are going to break the law. So no matter how many you make, the guys that are going to do the bad stuff are going to do it anyway. And if you're somebody that's going to go shoot a bunch of people, you're going to commit a capital crime, you could give a crap less about extra gun laws. And two of the biggest Democratic strongholds, Chicago, Washington, D.C.
A lot of crime. You're exactly right, Jeff. Got to go. Great points. Wish you were at Kroll's Diner today.
We'll soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to freezedryguy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's get back to the phone calls before we get to our guest, Larry in Rivendale. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. President Obama, him and his tree-hugging friends, if they really lived their philosophy, they'd all be deceased because without coal, you can't produce any steel for any windmills. And without carbon and coal and natural gas and oil, you're not going to produce any solar panels. And when it comes to Gabby Gifford, maybe she needed somebody there with a concealed carry permit to take that boy out before he did what he did completely there. I think if Obama wants to live his non-carbon lifestyle, maybe he should walk wherever he wants to go.
All right, Larry, you're making too much sense. We got to let you go. Paul in Belfield, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us quickly.
Yes, sir. One of you fellows was talking last week about the Hollywood Theater in Montevideo, Minnesota.
That was me, as my hometown, Montevideo, Minnesota. We were talking about it. I think there was an effort to save the theater in Page, North Dakota, so we were asking about, what other neat landmarks could be saved in hometowns, and I mentioned the Hollywood Theater in Montevideo, Paul.
Yes, it's still there, and they turned it into some sort of art center, I believe it is.
So it's not a theater anymore, huh?
No, I don't think it's a theater anymore, as far as I remember.
I saw Star Wars there, Paul. I remember that.
Well, yes,
the original, I bet.
I can remember going there many times. Yes, that's very true.
I think Ron Owens was the manager, if I remember correctly. It definitely was Ron. I think it might have been Owens, but neat place. I remember. What's your connection to Montevideo, Paul?
I'm from Granite Falls, Clarkfield over there.
The kilowatts, speaking of coal.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yes.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, Paul, thanks for the call. Thanks for the update. We appreciate it very much. Steve Van Dyke with North Dakota Lignite Energy Council joins us now. We wanted Steve to come in and talk a little bit about the response to President Obama and the new war on coal. We had Greg and Stanley that has a question and a comment on coal we'll get to in just a moment. But, Steve, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thanks, Scott.
A question I asked earlier for the audience, and I'll ask it of you. I mean, what's it feel like every day to get up in an industry, living in an industry, making your livelihood in an industry that is literally under attack by our administration, by our government?
Well, it's definitely that we have a big target on our back right now. As I was driving to the studio and listening to you, some thoughts ran through my head, and I just want to give you maybe like the top five reasons why this is bad policy. Number one, we have the government picking winners and losers. Oftentimes, what we really want from government is a even playing field. We certainly don't have that now. Number two, this policy is going to lead to increased cost of electricity. There's just simply no doubt about that. Three, it's going to make our electric grid less reliable, because instead of using a baseload generation source like coal, we're going to have more intermittent sources such as solar and wind. Four, we see that the president is trying to bypass Congress and pass this issue to unelected bureaucrats. And five, his policy has very unrealistic time constraints. He basically wants to do all of this by 2016, and that's just impossible to do.
You're exactly right. That list is pretty profound. Do we win this war?
I think we do if the Americans stand together and say that this is just something that they won't put up with, and I'm certainly for that. I think this really weakens our country. It's certainly in the upper Midwest, where we have a number of people who are on fixed incomes. They're going to feel the brunt of this. I just can't see where people would think that this is something that they should put their shoulder to and support. I think it's something that we need to say, hey, enough is enough. We have paralysis by analysis now. We need to start moving forward, and we really need a national energy policy that in fact says all of the above is what is needed, and that includes coal.
Your questions, your comments for Steve Van Dyke from the North Dakota Lignite Council, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to email us. Steve, is this something we should really be concerned about, or is this just another attack on coal that the industry has weathered for decades?
No, I think this is really a blow at the heart of coal. You know, the Democratic senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, said after listening to President Obama's talk, he said, there simply is no doubt any longer that there is a war on coal, and that the attempt is to try to remove coal from the energy mix. And that just comes to this basic question, if not coal, then what? What are you going to do that's going to produce that baseload electricity that's available 24/7, that's affordable, that's reliable? One of the things that people really need to consider is that our electric grid supplies electricity just in time. The minute that you flip on the switch, the electricity that you're using is being generated. We do not have on the east or west or north or south end of Bismarck huge batteries that store electricity for when we want to use it. Well, what is going to do that? The president's winners in this game is renewables, which are intermittent sources. So that means that we can expect to use electricity about a third of the day, maybe 25% of the day when the wind is blowing sufficiently. Or we can only use electricity when the sun is shining. Think about North Dakota on those short winter days. Basically, a solar panel that is being used to generate electricity has about a 20% efficiency rating. Now, really, does that make sense? I think most people say it doesn't make sense. And that's really what we're up against. As a utility, think about the utility that has to supply electricity 24/7. This plan really has to have the people at the utilities just shuddering as they try to figure out what it is that they're going to use. Now, some people think that basically what President Obama has in mind is a couple of things. One, this is so onerous that he thinks that he's going to get his way in Congress to pass some sort of cap and trade legislation. However, that he didn't have that when he had a Democratic majority in the Senate. In 2010, they wouldn't go for a cap and trade. So some people think that he's trying to leverage that. Other people think that perhaps what he's trying to do is to regulate some sort of a carbon tax. And if that happens, there is going to be no group of people in North Dakota that are not affected by a carbon tax, because it will raise the price of natural gas, gasoline, household utilities. It will increase unemployment in the state, and various segments of the state industry are going to be hit very hard, including manufacturing, including dairy farms. Think of the farmers whose electric bill is almost on par with the Kirkwood Mall, because they are milking their cows, they're doing that electrically, and their parlor is all electrified, and once that milk comes out, they've got to cool it down. Think of what the impact is going to have on our farmers in the state. So it's just terrible policy, period.
Dale in Medina, question for our guest Steve Van Dyke from the North Dakota Lignite Energy Council. Go ahead, Dale.
Hey, I got a question or more of a comment than anything. Why don't we teach Washington a lesson and turn their power off for 24 hours?
No, I love that idea, actually.
Get all the coal industries together in one time and turn the off switch off for 24 hours. See what happens.
And maybe, Steve, you could explain, North Dakota's an energy exporter, right? So
yep.
there's a lot of Minnesotans and others that rely on energy that's generated here. And so what Dell's suggesting could happen. Might be a bit of a wake-up call there.
You know, it would be the ultimate act of civil disobedience. Unfortunately, utilities are under the gun. They have to provide electricity when that customer flips the switch. So their hands are tied. They can't do that. But that's always been suggested, is to have a carbon-free Friday or something like that, or we just shut off the power plants in North Dakota and see how that affects people elsewhere. You know, there are certain towns in northwestern Minnesota, for instance, that get 100% of their electricity from North Dakota. It's either coming from the dam or it's coming from Coyote Station. We have a number of other communities, farms in really about two-thirds of Minnesota that are getting a large portion of their electricity from North Dakota. And I'm not sure those people realize that.
I know there's a problem with doing what I suggest, but until you affect Washington so they feel it on a personal level, they don't understand it.
Very good point, Dell. Thanks for the phone call.
I'm with Dell, by the way.
I am too.
It'd be a national story, and it'd be a wake-up call to add some reality to this debate.
But the thing is, you're mandated to supply that energy, and then you've got the federal government putting shackles on that mandate. To me, that does not make sense. You know, they're going at this from a clean energy standpoint, from a carbon emission standpoint, CO2 emissions. Tell us why the coal industry in North Dakota is so clean, because it is a clean energy here in North Dakota. It's a little different than some other places in the country.
You know, if there was a way to simplify something very complicated, I would give this as the answer, and that is it's because we not only work here, but we also live here. You look at the people who work at the mines. They're often from the farms that are surrounding the mines. So they feel an obligation to reclaim the land to a state that is as good or better than before it was mined. The people who work at the power plants feel the same way. The utilities, about 90% of the electricity that's generated from the coal-based power plants is generated by the generation and transmission cooperatives. So that's Basin Electric, that's Minn Kota Power Cooperative, that's Great River Energy. And those are the people, I think, who are the most tied to the land. And they're the ones who not only built clean power plants, but over the years have gone back and invested money into these plants to make sure that they were always going to be clean and efficient.
Steve, great job of giving us the basics of the industry and what folks are up against. Engage in this issue, folks. It's too important. Common sense must prevail. Steve Van Dyke of the Lignite Energy Council of North Dakota. Thank you, sir.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit SelectEnergyServices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. And there's a little initiative going on in North Dakota and trying to get the film industry here, some family films. We've got Dr. Rich Melheim, co-author of Young Four Eyes, and Princebury Advisory Board member, joining us on the program, Dr. Sarah Jane Murray, Associate Professor of Literature of Baylor University, screenwriter, documentary filmmaker. Welcome to the program.
Well, hello. We also have Chad with us.
Hello, Dr. Rich, and you actually have roots in North Dakota. You actually went to the University of North Dakota. And why is it important to have the film industry back here in North Dakota and making family films?
Well,
Well, I was born in Souris, first 10 years in Dilworth, right on the other side of the border. My parents bought me a cowboy hat and cowboy boots and bribed me to move to Williston and then UND Grand Forks. This is a beautiful state with wonderful, hardworking people and zero film industry and terrible tourism. We got a great tourism director, Sarah Coleman, and if anybody from the East Coast or the West Coast comes to the Midwest, they go to the Black Hills and go home. They don't even know we're here. I think it's time to let them know we're here.
Sarah J. Murray is also with us, and we also have, by the way, the Princebury Productions and Media Chief Operating Officer, Chad Stewart. Dr. Murray, tell us about Young Four Eyes. First of all, I understand there's going to be a part of this event this weekend, more details about the movie that will be put out there, which will be filmed in North Dakota. But give us a little preview of the movie and North Dakota's role in it.
Sure. Well, Rich and his sister did a lot of research a while back and worked on the Young Four Eyes novel for a long time, actually. It's a very exciting story that talks about Teddy Roosevelt before he became president and how he became the great man we know him as today. I think what's really exciting about the possibility of creating a media production about this, and I think it will probably veer towards perhaps a mini-series rather than a movie because it's such rich material, is that it affords the general public an opportunity to really get to know an American hero as he interacts with his family, as he goes through some of the toughest times in his life, as he deals with the death of his mother and of his wife, and as he goes back to North Dakota to really find sustenance and draw his energy from the land and from the people that he loves, so that he can go on and become the great president who led a great nation. I think that's a story that everybody can relate to because we often remember presidents as the people who go down in history for the grand decisions they make after they're in office. But we all want to know and are inspired to know how they become that person. You know, Teddy Roosevelt was known for saying that character is the single most important factor in the creation of nations and of the individual alike. He certainly embodies that, and he can take a much-needed message back to audiences across the United States and beyond today and help us forge that kind of example of character for future generations of viewers.
Dr. Melheim, explain the North Dakota Film Fund initiative and what's going on this week as far as events and trying to bring the film industry here to North Dakota.
Oh, great. Here's Rich. I missed the question.
On the North Dakota Film Fund initiative, explain that a little bit and how you're taking some of these events this week and trying to bring the film industry to North Dakota.
Yeah, I think that we can use the wisdom of people who have worked with legislatures in North Carolina and Louisiana and other places. We can figure out what they did well and make sure that we don't make the same mistakes that they did with Woolly Boys a few years ago. We don't want to just make a film. We want to build the infrastructure for an industry of family-friendly films. And the biggest vision would be this becomes the place where people want to do movies that parents and kids want to watch together.
Interesting connection. Chad Stewart is the COO of Princebury Productions and Media. And Chad, I'd like to ask you about, you know, we keep hearing the term family friendly in North Dakota. So in other words, I don't imagine family friendly and Hollywood go together very, very well. Is the industry looking for a place that would embrace this kind of filmmaking?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it's in the next generation, it's going to be one of two of the largest in areas or focus, you know, for media is family friendly. It's number one, it's what the public wants. Number two, they're the most successful films that are put out across the board. And number three, it's time that we do something. So, yeah, it is. It's a growing industry. Quite frankly, the public right now is starving for good content, good story. They're sick and tired of what's coming out on television. They're sick and tired of what's coming out on film. The number is about sex selling is false. You know, it doesn't. In fact, films that have profanity do less profit than films that don't have it. You don't need it. You don't need the nudity. And you don't need the graphic violence. And so that's what Princebury Productions and Media is really trying to change in the industry. We're not fighting against the industry. We're just sort of above it and moving beyond it, if you will.
We only have about a minute left, but just quickly, do you need anything to do that? What is the North Dakota Film Fund initiative? Could you just do it, or do you need some sort of a infrastructure to have it jump started?
Yeah, you need a plan and a long term strategy. I'm a global strategist by nature, so this is very natural for me. We've got a great team building off of everybody's strengths, but. You work it in phases, and so this is really our first phase. We're here for this week. We're meeting a lot of people. We have our big event tonight, which is great, at Fort Lincoln. There's actually still some tickets available. It's going to be great with Dr. Ted Baer giving the keynote. And then we have a panel, and we have live music and dancing and everything. So, and then we have a media conference and a presentation tomorrow morning at the RAC.
Young4Eyes.com is the website. Sorry, we're up against the break here. Chad, appreciate it. We'll tell you more about it with Kevin Kramer, who will be the MC, by the way, for the event tonight when he joins us for the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. Young4Eyes.com if you want more information on this effort. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Hardly a day passes without somebody calling to say, thanks for telling me about that great product that gets rid of smells. That's right. StopSmellNow.com is a new, improved, easy-to-remember website for this great product, or call 855-800-ODOR. StopSmellNow.com or 855-800-ODOR. Here's Daryl to tell you why it works so great.
What it is we use the power of chlorine dioxide. Chlorine dioxide has been around for 100 years, but there's no way to produce it in a confined space. Our company designed it to produce it in a small confined space, and it destroys the odor permanently. It does not mask it. It eliminates it permanently. Like you said, a rotting meat in a freezer, we've had customers call us and give rave reviews. They put the product in. A day later, there's no smell in there again. It's gone.
We have a great deal for you. If you use the promo code SCOTT, you get 10% off your order and free shipping. 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go to the website, StopSmellNow.com, to order.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.